أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله May Allah سبحانه وتعالى increase in all of us knowledge Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, the early morning drill, okay, like a military. Huwa huma hum hiya huma hunna anta antuma antum anti antuma antunna ana nahnu. Huwa huma hum hiya huma hunna Anta antuma antum, anti antuma antunna, ana nahnu. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna. Anta antuma antum, anti antuma antunna, ana nahnu. MashaAllah. Now the same thing we will apply to our verbs in the sequence. Doing all the things in sequence, inshallah, will make it easy for us. This is the foundation, and you will see later on how helpful it is to us, you know. Kataba. Do you remember the conjugation? Inshallah. Ready? Kataba, kataba, katabu, katabat, katabata, katabna, katabta. Katabtuma, katabtum, katabti, katabtuma, katabtunna, katabtu, katabna. Ready? Are you ready? Huwa kataba. Hiya katabat. Hum katabu. Hunna katabna. See, all these things I want that if we practice every day, within week or 2 weeks, it will come to you. Very fast and automatically. Okay, brothers and sisters? Ana kataptu. Anta katapta. Antum kataptum. Anti katapti. Nahnu katabna. Inshallah. We'll practice. Okay. Ready? Next one. Kharaja. Okay. Kharaja. Kharaja. Kharaju. Kharajat. Kharajata. Kharajna. Kharashta. Kharashtuma. Kharashtum. Kharashti. Kharashtuma. Kharashtunna. Kharashtu. Kharajna. Nahnu. Kharajna. Ana. Kharashtu. Anta. Kharashta. Anti. Kharashti. Antum. Kharashtum. Huwa. Kharaja. Hiya. Kharajat. Hum. Kharaju. Hunna. Kharajna. See, right now you have to think. But inshallah, it will come very fast to you. We'll get used to it, inshallah. But don't you find a little more comfortable now than last week? You will get better and better, inshallah. Okay. Zahaba. These are the verbs which will come in the... These will come. And then let me write down. Jalasa and Raja. These are the verbs will come in that lesson. And remember one thing. Whenever there is a fi'l, there is a fa'il. If I say kharashtu, tu is the fa'il. And fa'il is always marfu. So tu is marfu. Not because of dhamma. But it is marfu. For example, if I say kharashta, where is the fa'il? Ta. No, ta has a fatha. But it is marfu. Because all the fa'ils are marfu. Always marfu. You will remember this rule. All the fa'ils are marfu. Now when the fa'il is with the verb, those are pronouns. What are they? Pronouns. That is why we practice huwa, huma, hum. These are pronouns. So when you say kharashtu, the fa'il is ana. When you say kharajna, the fa'il is nahnu. In the form of na. When I say kharashta, the fa'il is anta. In the form of ta. Are you with me? So ta is a damir which equals to anta. Sahi? And they are all marfu. They are all. I will be repeating to inshallah. You will be comfortable. Ready, brother? Zahaba. 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 Zahabu. Zahabat. Zahabata. Zahabna. Zahabta. Zahabtuma. Zahabtum. Zahabti. Zahabtuma. Zahabtunna. Zahabtu. Zahabna. Hiya. Zahabat. Huwa. Zahaba. Hum. Zahabu. Hunna. Zahabna. Anta. Zahabta. Anti. Zahabti. Nahnu. Zahabna. Nahnu. Zahabna. Ana. Zahabtu. I'm going to give you from in between. No sequence. Inshallah, you'll get stronger. Next one, brother. Jalasa. Jalasa. Jalasu. Jalasat. Jalasata. Jalasna. Jalasta. Jalastuma. Jalastum. Jalasti. Jalastuma. Jalastunna. Jalastu. Jalasna. Are you with me? Antum. Jalastum. Anti. Jalasti. Hum. Jalasu. Huwa. Jalasa. Hiya. Jalasat. Ana. Jalastu. Nahnu. Jalasna. MashaAllah. Next one, brother. Raja'a. Ready? Raja'a. Raja'a. Raja'u. Raja'at. Raja'ata. Raja'na. Raja'ata. Raja'atuma. Raja'atum. Raja'ati. Raja'atuma. Raja'atunna. Raja'atu. Raja'na. MashaAllah. What is the meaning of Raja'a? He returned. What is the meaning of Jalasa? He sat. What is the meaning of Zahaba? He went. Kharaja, he went out. You know, left or exited. And Kataba, he wrote. Akala, he ate. Shariba, He drank. Okay? These are the, you know, you'll always remember the root verb. In the root form, it is he did something. He is always there. In Arabic language, the root goes to he did something in the past tense. Okay? Ready? Now, you know, I always joke with students, you know, that when you start Jalasa, it means you are sitting in your car in the garage. The door opens, you drive your car out and then into the street. So we are very careful about children. But the highway 407 is very close to you. Okay? So you start with Jalasa, Jalasa, Jalasu, Jalasat, Jalasata. As soon as you come to Hunna, you are on the ramp of 407. Are you with me? Because everything is same after that. Everything is same. Jalas, jalas, jalas. And you see, when you are on the 407, when you are there, there are no cops. So there are no speed limits. You can drive very fast. Okay? So you come to Jalasu, Jalasat, Jalasata, Jalasna. Jalasna, Jalasna, Jalastum, Jalasti, Jalasna, Jalastuna, Jalastu, Jalasna. You can go very fast. Okay, you know why? The files are, what are the files? Ta-tumatum, ti-tumatunna, tu-na. What is it, brother? Ta-tumatum, ti-tumatun, tu-na. So you can, you know, everything remains same. Jalasta, Jalastuma, Jalastum, Jalasti, Jalastuma, Jalastumna, Jalastu, Jalasna. So it's easy, you know. And I had brother students who would say so fast in the class, sister say, hey, hold on, we don't know where you are going. We want to understand, you know. Inshallah, you'll become very strong and very fast, okay. Now, brothers and sisters, we did mudah, mudah ilayhi. Are you with me? And then we did, I will just write down quickly, huwa, huma, hum, here, huma, hunna, brother. And then I'll write down anta, antuma, antum, and anti, antuma, antunna. And then ana and nahnu. Now see, these damair, damir singular, damair plural, these damair, brothers and sisters, they are called detached pronoun. What are they called? Detached pronoun. Damirun munfasilun. But if you do not remember munfasilun, just remember detached. And they are always marfu. Now, you know, every noun has three cases. Marfu, mansub, and majrur. So what is the... This is marfu. So what is mansub and majrur? They undergo change. But then remain that way all the time. So what is huwa becomes? Who. Are you with me? I'm repeating this, and huma remains huma. Don't ask me why. I didn't do it. Okay? That's the way the language is. Home remains home. And then here goes to ha, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, you remember. Huma remains huma, and then hunna remains hunna. And then anta becomes ka. Anta becomes. So, brother, anta is damir. Ka is damir. What is the difference? Brother Hasan, what is the difference? This is detached pronoun and it is marfu. And these are attached pronouns and they can be majrur or mansub. Same, but they are attached. They never come on their own. They will always be attached. Are you with me? So here are detached, Brothers and sisters, these are detached. I'll just put them in a circle. These are detached and they are always marfu. You have to remember this. Marfu, mansub, majrur. Dhun, dan, din, we will always think. Always. Okay, and then, brothers and sisters, these are attached pronoun. Ka, and then kuma, and then kum, and then ki, kuma, kunna. And then, what is then, brother? Ya mutakallim. You call it? Ya mutakallim. The ya of the person who speaks. It represents the person who speaks. And then nahnu becomes na. If you are strong enough in this, I will inshallah quote an ayat at the end of the day. Are you with me? One more time. Detached pronouns are all marfu. And then those pronouns have a form when they are majrur and mansub. And at the same time, they become attached pronoun. Are you with me? Is it simple? Is it clear, inshallah? Attached. So, if I say to you, Kitabu Muhammadin. Are you with me, brother? What is it? Mudaf. Book of Muhammad. What is this, brother? Mudaf. Mudafilihi. How do I say his book? Kitabuhu. See, who joined? Who is joined because it is attached. So, Muhammadin is majrur. So, who is now majrur? Who is now majrur, sahih? Are you with me? Kitabuhu. So what is who now? Mudafilehi. And mudafilehi is majrur. Why there is a dhamma there? Because it is mabni. It is fixed. Okay? Kitabuhu. That's why I said to you, when the pronoun joins a noun, it becomes mudaf. Mudafilehi. Remember this, brother. When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf and mudafilehi all the time. So now let us try and do the 14. We will practice and we will get stronger and stronger. Ready? Kitabuhu, kitabuhuma. All join. Kitabuhum, kitabuha, kitabuhuma, kitabuhunna, kitabuka, kitabukuma, kitabukum, kitabuki, kitabukuma, kitabukunna, and then kitabi, and then kitabuna, kitabuna. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Fine. Now, we say, you can use them with anything now. Take any noun and put pronoun and make into mudaf, mudafile. Okay, baitu. Baituhu, his house. House of his. Baituhuma. Always say, brother, participate in the class. It's good for you. Your tongue will get used to the pronunciation. Don't sit, quiet. Participate, brother. Kitabuhu, kitabuhuma, kitabuhum, kitabuha, kitabuhuma, kitabuhunna, kitabuka, kitabukuma, kitabukum, kitabuki, kitabukuma, kitabukunna, kitabi, kitabuna. So it's easy. Very soon you'll become very fluent, inshallah. Now one more, inshallah. Kalam. Ready? Kalamuhu, kalamuhuma, kalamuhum, kalamuha, kalamuhuma, kalamuhunna, kalamuka, kalamukuma, kalamukum, kalamuki, kalamukuma, كلام كنا كلامي كلامنا ما شاء الله كلامي كلامنا very good okay now I want to go a little deeper but I will leave it now because I want to do now I want to do prepositions what happens when the pronoun joins a preposition the result is jar majrur so if I have min brother and then I put who what becomes minhu it becomes minhu it becomes minhu ready minhu minhuma minhum minha minhuma minhunna minka minkuma minkum minki minkuma minkunna minni minna mashallah you got the idea brother let's do rabb rabbuhu rabbuhuma rabbuhum rabbuha rabbuhuma rabbuhunna rabbuka rabbukuma rabbukum rabbuki rabbukuma rabbukunna rabbi rabbuna see you read all this in the Quran but you never realize that they are no mudaf mudaf I tricked you I was doing jar majrur and then I brought rabbu rabbu is a noun See, I have experienced with my, you know, teaching in the last 6 years that if I do all these things before and when the lesson comes, it's easier to understand. If we were to do lesson first, then all these things will come. You may say, what is going on here? But now when we will read the lesson, you will have no difficulty, inshallah. So you will have no difficulty. So, Rabbuhu, remember, it is in the Quran all the time, you know. Now, minhu we did, brother, and then I told you. You know that sometimes if there is a kasra before the pronoun, are you with me? Or if there is a ya with a sukun before the pronoun, then they change, five of them. Which are those five? Huwa, huma, hum, and then huma and hunna. These change for phonetic reasons. You know, they sound sweeter if you give them a kasra. There is no grammar rule. For example, brothers and sisters, here is a harf jar. What is this? Ila. Now, right now, there are no two dots. Actually, it is hamza, lam, and ya. Right now we say ila. It's pronounced as alif. But as soon as you attached hu to it, then it opens up. The ya becomes visible. So it becomes ilay. Now if I say ilay hu, see look at the way you make your mouth, you know, muscles in your mouth. Ilay hu. It takes extra effort. And even also, it doesn't sound nice to the ear. So, who became? Now pronounce, ilayhi. You can pronounce with ease, you know. See, that's how beautiful the language is. How logical things are in Arabic language. Ilayhi. Okay? Are you with me? Same thing will be, ala, another preposition. When you put who into it, it will open up. And it will become alay. Now what will happen? Alayhi. So if you start with ila, what will happen now? Ilayhi, ilayhima, ilayhim, ilayha, ilayhima, ilayhinna. Only in five. Okay, brother? Do it again. Ilayhi, ilayhima. Elihim. Eliha, no change. Elihima. Elihinna. Okay, this will change into he, and he. I'm circling the Dhamma, it is out. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Try to do it now, brother. Ela, Elehi, Elehima, Elehim, Eleha, Elehima, Elehinna. Is there any grammar change? No. There is no change because of the grammar. No. They are still Mabni. We change it because it's easier to pronounce. And then, Eleika, Eleikuma, Eleikum, Eleiki, Eleikuma, Eleikunna, and then Eleiya. And I'll again explain why it became Eleiya. And then Eleina. Okay. Allah. Let's do it Allah. Alayhi, Alayhima, Alayhim, Alayha, Alay. No, we are doing Alayhi. Alayhima, Alayhinna. And then Alayka, Alaykuma, Alaykum, Alayki, Alaykuma, Alaykunna, Alayya, and Alayna. Brothers and sisters, what did we do? We did Jarun wa Majrur. You remember that, huh? Jarun wa Majrur. Okay, fine, brother. Okay, now let's do B. Harf Jar B, which means with. We use it Bismillah, so that is Harf Jar. B, okay. So what will happen, brother? Here is a B plus who? Because there is a Kasra now. So it will become Bihi. It became Bihi. No, brother. Jarun wa Majrur. Don't worry. Beginning, we will get mixed up. It is Jarun wa Majrur. Okay, brother and sister? Bihi. So, ready? Bihi, Bihima, Bihim, Biha. Normal. Bihima, Bihinna. And then, Bika, Bikuma, Bikum, Biki, Bikuma, Bikunna, Bi. And then, Bina. Tere Bina, kya jiyenge? Okay, brother? Okay? So, brother, remember, here, I always say, it sounds like one word, B, but actually there are two words in it. One is Ya Mutakallam and one is Harfchar. So if you divide it, brothers and sisters, so B is with and me, with me. So we will always remember this, brother. Always remember this. Okay? Fine. Now we come to Fi. No, Fi, how do we write Fi, brothers and sisters? What is on Ya?
Ya Mutakallam.
No, this is not Ya Mutakallam, this is Harfjar. See, there's a Kasra on Fa. So what is on Ya, brothers and sisters? Sukoon. So if there's a Sukoon and you bring who, it will become? Fihi. You know why it is Fihi. You read it in the Quran all the time. Fihi and Fiha. But why Fihi and not Fihu? No, try. You, when you go home today, go home and stay in front of the mirror and say Fihu and then say Fihi. See, look at your face. It's easier to say Fihi instead of Fihu. Okay? So it became Fihi. Fihi. Brother, ready? Fihi, Fihima, Fihim, Fiha, فيهما فيهن فيك فيكما فيكم فيك فيكما فيكن فيا ما شاء الله two ya's فيا and then فينا she always you hear this بارك الله فيك بارك الله فيك بارك الله فيكم what is this فيكم فيك فيك these are جار مجرور جار مجرور okay now let us come to the base rule brothers and sisters I'm writing here إلي because I want to attach a pronoun to it so I attach يا متكلم there are two يا سكون we cannot pronounce them so then there is a rule in Arabic that if before ya mutakallam another ya comes or even an alif comes then this will change into fata no we will not talk about alif because it comes in book 3 it comes in book 3 so when it comes inshallah we'll study but now brothers and sisters there is ya with a sukoon and ya with a fata what should we do now Shadda. So it will become, see, do you see I'm putting Hamzatul Kata all the time? You got to get rid of your habit of putting only Kasra. If it is Hamzatul Kata, make it Hamzatul Kata. Because otherwise, this habit will bother you. When you go for higher studies or if you will go to university to take a proper courses, this will become a handicap for you. So I will put now Ilayi. Ya. What is the meaning of ilayya? To me. To me. Okay. Same way, brothers and sisters, I'm running out of space. Fi with a sukoon. And then ya mutakallim with a sukoon. Two ya's. So what happens? I put a fata. First I put a fata. And then I join them together. And then it becomes fi ya. Are you with me? You will remember this inshallah. It comes in the Quran. Alayya, ilayya comes in the Quran. And we will be studying these verses. Okay. Now, brother and sister, we take zarf. Zarf is easy. There are no problems in zarf. Okay. Inda. Okay. Inda has the meaning of with or at. So put who in with that? Inda who. No changes. Inda huma. Inda hum. Inda ha. Inda huma. Inda hunna. Inda ka. Inda kuma. Inda kum. Inda ki. Inda kuma. Inda kunna. And then? Indi and then indana. Okay. Now another zarf, knife zarf, brother. It will come in the lesson, and that is ma'a. What is it, brother? Ma'a. Ma'ahu. Ma'ahuma. Ma'ahum. Ma'aha. Ma'ahuma. Ma'ahunna. معك معكما معكم معك معكما معكن معي معنا so if you write down معي brothers and sisters how many words are there how many two you know this is one word The kasra came because ya pulls it down. So this is zarf and what is the next one? Ya mutakalam pronoun. So mudafilehi. When you say indahu, what is the combination? Zarf and mudafilehi. When you say indahum, zarf and mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me? Is it clear, brother? Inshallah. Now, having said this, we will practice a little bit more, brother. Harf jar li for or belongs to hazal kalamu lil mudarris. This pen belongs to the mudarris. Hazal kalamu, brothers and sisters. Hazal kalamu, and then lil mudarrisi. Lil mudarrisi. Okay. What is haza? Mubtada. What is al-kalamu? Badal. Got the idea? Badal. And what is lil mudaris? Jar majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. Sahi? Now it is li is harf jar. Hazal kitabu li Muhammadin. This book belongs to Muhammad. So it will become li Muhammadin. Remember, it is li. Now let us join li with who? What did you say? Why did you say lahu? Because that's the way it is. You know? It li will change into la. When will it change to la? When you have pronouns coming to it. Are you with me, brother? It's very easy. I was fascinated by these things. You know, because they are so beautiful. When you understand, you can straight go to the Quran and figure it out. Okay, brother? Li plus who became? Lahu. Sister Salma. So, what happened here? That this kasra went into fatha. Okay, but it is still jar and majrur. It is still jar wa majrur. Where is jar? Li. Where is isam majrur? Hu. Attached pronoun. Are you with me? So, brother starts. Lahu, lahuma, lahum, laha, lahuma, lahunna. And then, laka, lakuma, lakum, laki, lakuma, lakunna, li. All the time comes in the Quran, li. And then, lana. Only time, ya mutakallim brought it down. Ya mutakallim is very stubborn, brother. Always me, me, me. It brought it down. But when it comes to nahnu, it becomes lana. Let us do it again. Is everybody comfortable? Or shall I write it? Shall I write it? Okay, I will write it. Because I want you to be, you know, absolutely clear. No, brother, everything is in your handout. All these things are in your handout. And I can show you a page number. 11. They are all there. Okay, open the page number 11. Brother, you will keep handout handy on your table and you will keep your textbook and that key book. All these things always should be in front of you so that we can switch very quickly. So I'm not writing because it is there. Okay. But because we are doing video, I will also write it, inshallah. Okay, brother. Lahu. And then lahuma. And then lahum. And then laha. And then lahuma. And then la lahunna. Lahunna. Okay, and then laka. And then lakuma. Lakum. Then I'll write down here. Laki. 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 And then lakuma. And then lakunna. Then I'm going to write down with red so that it stands out. Li. And then, brother?
Lana.
Huh? Lana. Now, tell me one thing. When you come across Li, sounds so very simple, Li. Most of the Chinese names have Li there. Okay? They are not Jar Majrur. Okay. Li, how many words? Two. You have to remember that. You have to remember. See, we go deep. How many words, Sister Fatima? Two. Tell me, what are they? One is Harf Jar. Harf Jar. And the next one is? Ya Mutakallim. What will you say? Yeah. Get used to Ya Mutakallim. What is Ya Mutakallim? Pronoun. What is Ya Mutakallim? Pronoun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Is it clear? Fatima? Inshallah? Sister Faiza? Inshallah? Sister Maimuna? Is it clear? Inshallah. Where is Aisha? Okay. I hope you are showing her. Inshallah. Okay. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So this is... You can look into your handout, page 11. Now I go to something else, brothers and sisters. I have to now take you somewhere else. Muhammadin. Kitabu Muhammadin. And then I put fi here. What will happen now? Fi kitabi Muhammadin. Fi kitabi Muhammadin. What is fi? Harf jar. What is kitabi? Ism majrur. Wa huwa mudaf. And then mudaf ilayhi. Fine, brother. Now I'm doing something else. Kitabu hu. Now I say fi. Or you can put any preposition. Any preposition will do the same thing that fi will do. What is fi, brother, here doing? Fi kitabi hi. See, change. So fi made the kitab majrur kitabi, and hu is still a damir. It is mudaf ilayhi. But for the sake of pronouncing nicely, we change into kitabihi. No change because of grammar. It is just phonetics, brother. How will you analyze, brother? Fi. Harjar. Kitabi. Ism majrur. Wahua mudaf. And who? And he? Mudaf ilayhi. You got the idea? Sister Fatima? Again I say, what is fi? Harf jar. What is kitabi? Ism majrur. Wa huwa mudaf. And where is mudaf ilayhi? He. Because it is a pronoun. Sahi? It is a pronoun. Okay, very good. Now, I say to you, what is this, brother? Indahu. What is inda? Zarf. What is who? Mudaf ilayhi. Inda is zarf. And what is who? Mudaf ilayhi. Now watch what I am doing. Min. From. What will happen? Min. Indi. See? Your mind will, inshallah, become used to it. Min indihi. It's in the Quran. Min indihi. Min, and then it will become indi, and then will change into. Okay? But if I say indaha and put min, Let me write it down. Let me write it down. Hindaha. Now, I put men here. Indiha. Ha doesn't change. Remember? Men indiha. Because the changes were only in five, not in ha. And these are dhamir ghaib. These are third person pronouns. The changes come in third person pronouns, but only in five. It doesn't affect ha. We can pronounce ha with a kasra before it, or dhamma before it, or fatah before it. There is no problem. So you will say min andi ha. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? No? What is this? Tahtahu. What is tahta? Under him. What is tahta? Under him. What is the grammatical value of this? Tahta zarf. And who is? Mudafili. Mudafili, fine. Now I put min. What will happen, brother? Min tahti hi. Min tahti hi. Got the idea? Are you with me? Min tahti hi. Now I write down tahtaha. Now I put min again. What will happen now? Min tahti. Min tahti ha. Jannatin tajri min tahtiha anhar. See, all the time you know, but we never thought what's happening. See, jara yajri, this is verb we'll study in book 2. Tajri min tahtiha al anhar. Are you with me? So min made tahta into tahti, because this is a noun, zarf or noun. Are you with me, brother? Is it clear? So now, if I say to you, now I think I explained you. This is what I meant to explain you. Inshallah, it will become very clear. Are you comfortable now, brothers and sisters? We had a good revision. Okay? And now we go to the main lesson.